Good morning. We're Chayodim Klal Gimel, and we're skipping to Simen Chav Ches. In Simen Chav Ches, the Chayodim talks about Meraglayim. This continues for a few Simonim over here. Talks about the issue of Meraglayim. So when the Meraglayim is coming out of the person, that's a Din D'Oraisa, or whether it's himself or somebody else, but once it's out of the person, it's only Din D'Rabbanan. So the Chiyav Harchaka from it's not Soya. The Torah says specifically the chiyuv to be marked because from soya, something which a person has to sit down to relieve themselves, that the Torah describes it. This is the process of v'shavta, v'kisisa eseyo secho. But while the meraglayim are actually coming out, that's a din d'oraisa. If they come out not in a flow but just drips, so the rush says that's only d'rabbanan. The Chayyim then clarifies in if you add water, it's revius of water, it's mavatzel the din meraglayim, since the din rabbanon, because our maker that adding revius of water is sufficient. This does not apply in a situation where you're dealing with a keli which is made to be used for meraglayim on a constant basis. So you have a urinal. The urinal has a din of issur d'oraisa of saying divrei Torah, or being mahar in the divrei Torah in his presence. So even if the person not in a basic kisei, the person would have such an item. They're removing one and they put it out. We mentioned it's being removed and it's put out to be picked up by the garbage, and it's out in public. Person has an issur to say divrei Torah, to think of divrei Torah when that item is visible, or when the person is within talan amos of it. The Chayyim in Siman Lamed Aleph says that Tzoya is din d'oraisa, suffik d'oraisa l'chumra. If you have any suffik by Tzoya, suffik d'oraisa l'chumra, except if you have a reason to believe that there's not really any, it's not logical that there's going to be Tzoya here. Meraglayim is a suffik d'rabbanon, so suffik d'rabbanon, you can be makel. Siman Lamed Beis, the Chayyim says that if you knew for sure there was meraglayim here, and you're not sure if they resolved the issue by pouring water on it or not, that's a case of ischazik yisura. So there's a concept in halacha known as chazaka. If we know the situation was varai, it was definite that this is the reality, and we do not know if the reality has changed, so there's a din d'oraisa based on a pasuk, then we follow chazaka. We assume the status quo. So we knew that there was definitely a problematic meraglayim over here. We do not know if it was resolved, even though it's only an issur d'rabbanon. Chazaka makes it usur. So that's known as ischazik yisura. Even by d'rabbanon, you have to assume that the chazaka is still there. Okay, now, the Chayyim really is getting involved in a machloikis in halacha. When you have do you say Sabbath Rabban Lakula? Because our Masak and the Rabbanans, they also said part of the Takana Rabbanan was Sabbath Rabban Lakula. Why Sabbath Rabban Lakula? If you hold according to the Rambam that every Rabbanan is based on the Din of Lysosar, then one must follow the words of the Chachamim. Every Sabbath Rabbanan is a Sabbath Daraisa. So the answer is that Chazal wrote into their Takana that Safik is Mutter. So it's not a Sabbath Daraisa, because they said we are only being Mechayev you to listen to us when it's Vadai problematic. When it's doubtful whether it's problematic, we weren't Mechayev you to listen to us. So if that's true, even if there's a chazaka, since it is doubtful, they weren't Mechayev you to listen. So Sabbat Rabban Lakula applies even in a situation where it's Ischazik Yisura. We know that there was definitely an Isra here, as long as we have a good probability that it was fixed. It's a Sabbath Rabbanon. You can say the Kula. So this is a Machlokes in Halacha, whether you say Sabbath Rabbanon the Kula, by case of Ischazik Yisura. The Chayyim is assuming that we should be Machmer. Then he says in a situation of Bishas Adchak, that by being Machmer, he will lose opportunity to say Kriya Shema or to daven in the proper time. He can rely on the opinions which say that Sabbath Rabbanon the Kula applies even in the case of Ischazik Yisura. So this has taken us through from Simen Chaf Ches. We touched on Simen Chav Ches, Simen Lamed, Simen Lamed Aleph, and Simen Lamed Beis. Simen Lamed Gimel is a very important Simen, which we'll talk about in the next year. what level do we need to be concerned about the possibility of soya being there in regards to if a person davened unaware there was soya and then found out there was soya, when do you need to repeat and when do you not need to repeat? This is very relevant. You have children in the house, young children in the house, which are wearing diapers, and they have a dirty diaper. So what are the luchas of that? Best we will talk about in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.